We're talking now with Dr. Neville Speer from Western Kentucky University out of Bowling Green. Neville, let's talk a little bit about a news release just put out by the Environmental Working Group. They've got a study that they are citing what they're calling superbugs invading America's supermarket meat. And it, obviously, it's designed to really raise the blood pressure and concerns of consumers and say, you know, goodness gracious, my meat is not safe. Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's pretty typical. You know, when we talk about superbugs and antibiotic resistance, it's an important issue to all of us. And that's whether we're in public health or animal health. And it's an important issue just as we talk about that. Oftentimes, though, these kinds of issues get placated that we don't take that issue seriously in on the animal production side. We take it very seriously. In fact, we've lost some effectiveness of antibiotics on the animal health side, and that's concerning.
When we start talking about, you know, the some of the specifics within this news release, they talk about that these particular situations can cause foodborne illnesses and often infection, and they can spread antibiotic resistance. Again, they're trying to really, you know, I guess spread the idea that somehow antibiotic use within animals is bad.
That's right. And what we have to be mindful of is this is a highly complex issue. There's still a lot of things that we're discovering that we still don't understand. But the key in all of this is we need to differentiate between concern and what's actual risk. And there might be a concern out there that does not necessarily represent true risk. And if we chase down a rabbit that doesn't represent what's really going on, then it becomes a false solution.
The, you know, one of the points that a lot of the activists who don't like antibiotic use in animals is they continue to say, and in this news release it says, EWG claims that we're using antibiotics routinely just for wellness and for enhancement of production.
Yeah, that's right. And then awesome, often what gets cited along with that is that 80% of all antibiotic sales goes to animals. What happens is within that we don't differentiate that about 30 to 40% of that is ionophores, which have no human equivalent. And then when we talk about sales in animals, we also have to remember that we have companion animals in there, horses, dogs, cats, what have you. And so it's very easy to take an 80% number and make an issue out of it. But when we start to break it down, it becomes a little less concerning and a little more real about what's really going on out there.
One of the things that EWG also talks about is they kind of paint FDA as just kind of a volunteer standby or standby observer. They say that they don't have enough teeth or they don't have enough muscle. And, of course, they then want to advocate for the Louise Slaughter legislation that's been floating around there for a few years.
Yeah, I can't speak for the animal health companies, but my guess is if you talk to most of them as they deal with FDA, they would say to the contrary, they've actually been stricter and harder to deal with and to get any kind of approval in the last 10 years or so. So it's been difficult.
Bottom line is that we've got groups that really don't like the way we produce animals and how we handle animal agriculture in this modern era.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then often what happens is we in animal agriculture get painted as we're not taking this issue seriously. We take this issue very seriously, and we're addressing it pretty actively.
How do we, in other words, where are we going to go with this? In other words, how do we approach this and maybe make some progress in this whole arena?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. It's a very difficult issue. I think it's one of those issues that probably is representative of much bigger conversation that we have, because often what gets termed in these kinds of press releases is industrial or factory farming. So it's really much bigger and more comprehensive about what we do in the food system and the food world. Mm-hmm. And so actually addressing just this issue isn't just this issue. It's much bigger than that.
For consumer. Bottom, you know, end of the day, as they read this type of information, as they talk to their, you know, neighbors and their friends and the ladies down the street and all these type of things, you know, what do they really need to know about what we're doing with animals as it relates to antibiotics?
I think consumers need to know we take this issue seriously. We're actively addressing it. We're concerned about resistance. They also need to be mindful that their food is safe It's abundant, it's wholesome, and I always encourage consumers, ask questions. Don't take things at face value on either side of the discussion. Be active about it, and we'll respond.
But it's appropriate for us in the right situation to be using antibiotics.
Yes, there's no question. I can't imagine us not using antibiotics. It's an issue of animal welfare at that point.